This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is breaking her silence on the Supreme Court's health care ruling. The Democrat told supporters yesterday at a party campaign office in St. Charles that she stands firm in her support of the president's Affordable Care Act. She also says the solutions for fixing health care offered by her Republican opponents would be a burden to seniors.
They want the federal government to give seniors a certain amount of money, and then seniors are on their own to go into the private insurance market, find an insurance policy they can afford. They want seniors to be arm wrestling insurance bureaucrats for their health care.
U.S. Representative Todd Akin, former state treasurer Sarah Steelman, and St. Louis businessman John Bruner are running in the Republican primary for a chance to unseat McCaskill this November. A former Missouri governor plans to ask for probation when he is sentenced on Monday in federal court for misusing money involved in illegal political donations. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Roger Wilson's attorney has filed a sentencing memo with a request to avoid jail time. Wilson pleaded guilty in April to misdemeanor campaign finance fraud for improperly steering $8,000 to the state Democratic Party while he was an insurance company president. He was Missouri's governor for 3 months after the death of Governor Mel Carnahan. A St. Louis law firm donated $5,000 to the state Democratic Party, but hid the cost and legal bills submitted to the insurance company when Wilson was in charge. Wilson used his own money to hide an additional $3,000 donation from the law firm. Some of Missouri's largest insurance companies will be refunding consumers almost $61 million this month under a provision of the federal health care law. As St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra reports, insurers who fail to spend at least 80% of premium dollars on medical care and quality improvement have to repay that difference to the consumers.
Deborah Wietop is the public relations director for Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Missouri. She says her company has already started to mail out rebate checks.
We are saying that we are paying less than 10% of the amount we collected in premiums last year. So it's a relatively small amount.
According to estimates by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Anthem will pay almost $34 million to Missouri residents this year under the company names Healthy Alliance and HMO Missouri. United Healthcare, also known as the Golden Rule Insurance Company, will pay just over $16.5 million. Another $5.5 million will come from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
No Kansas Jayhawks will be appearing on Show Me State license plate. Well, at least Missouri lawmakers say it's okay. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon signed into law yesterday a broader higher education measure that would require state lawmakers to approve specialty license plates for colleges and universities. State lawmakers were seeking to impede possible efforts by fans to have the University of Kansas featured on a Missouri license plate. Besides license plates, the higher education legislation also creates a new state fund to help finance construction at public colleges and universities. The proposed Higher Education Capital Fund would provide state matching funds for capital improvement projects at public colleges and universities. The schools would raise their share of the money through private donations or grants. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder is once again filing suit against a health care measure. He and some other Republican lawmakers have announced plans to challenge the Secretary of State's office on newly issued ballot language for a health care measure that's slated to appear on the November ballot. The measure has to do with the process for setting up a health care exchange in the state and specifically asks Missourians whether state law should be amended to, quote, deny people the ability to access affordable health plans through a state exchange unless approved by the legislature or a public vote. Kinder says the wording is problematic.
The use of the active verb to deny individuals, families, and small businesses the ability to access affordable health care plans, that is loaded bias language on its face.
A spokesperson with the Secretary of State says they believe the language is fair and would stand up in court. This isn't the first time Kinder has filed suit regarding a health care measure. Last year, he challenged the federal health care law and its individual insurance mandate. The Supreme Court recently upheld that law. The Missouri Military History Museum in Jefferson City has decided to move to a larger building and undergo a technology renovation. KBIA's Ann Lee Hsiao has more.
The museum currently has 2,000 square feet of exhibition space and will move to a building three times that size. The museum director, Charles Machen, says the museum was running out of space.
We are always collecting and preserving Missouri military artifacts, memorabilia, and paperwork. And over the years, we've been collecting so many that the building in which we are in now has become filled. And so we are looking to move to a larger facility.
The museum will also update its facilities in many ways, like installing computerized displays, interactive photos, and lifelike exhibitions to attract more people. Machen says the move will help them preserve these historical items.
It'll be a definite positive for us to show more of the artifacts that we have here, some of the more unique artifacts, to be able to reach a wider audience and to do what we can to preserve and display Missouri's military history.
Machen says the more space will also shorten the waiting time for retired soldiers who come to the museum to get their ID cards and military records. There are approximately 3,000 visitors to the museum each year, and Machen hopes to double that number. Machen expects this to take a year, and there isn't an estimate yet of how much it will cost. I'm Li Xiao, KBIA News.
Governor Jay Nixon has signed legislation that could provide relief for state employees working long hours at high-security mental health facilities. The legislation signed yesterday would prohibit employees from being required to work more than 12 hours in a 24-hour period. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.